ditched me with people he didn't want to talk to.
I did
to.
Not ditch you.
It was
you.
A perfect day.
It was a perfect day. What are you upset about?
It's just you doing what you do. You know?
Here we go.
Boy,
you
this day
is...
Please stop. Hey. Oh, okay, here we go. Happy Monday. I'm Brad. That's the big cat, the big complainer, the big arguer, intern Alex.
Oh, that's not true
That
at
is
all.
Very true. Now, what are you upset with me about? Saturday was perfect. Don't try and crap all over my Saturday.
Of course, Saturday was Oktoberfest, yeah. Chattanooga Market.
God, I had so much fun.
And that means Brad Guy is on display. It's his coming out party once a year. Everybody can see how this guy operates.
Okay, uh-huh.
So, of course, you find Mr. Market himself, Chris.
Okay.
Look up to me. Hey, buddy, what do you got around here? Where's all the custom stuff for Brad Guy? Where's the VIP section? We don't have VIP section. Well, I just made one. I just made one right here. And so then it's him walking to every beer vendor. He knows every beer vendor in the city now. He walks up to the craft beer club who's there.
Uh-huh.
Who... stuff you,
the barley mobs, the barley mob guys, yeah.
Yeah, the barley mob guys who took a beer away from me so that I couldn't have one. Hey, buddy, come high-fiving him.
They did not take a beer away from you.
Remember, yes, at Heaven and Ale, one of the barley mob guys was there. He has two glasses in his hand. Two glasses. He sees you, hands one to you, and I'm like, oh, I assume the other one's for me. So I reach out like an idiot. Then I just have to feign like I was going for a high five or I was like just checking the wind.
Okay.
Because he pulled it away from me.
Yeah. And so you saw those guys. They didn't, they were, what was the problem with them this Saturday? They were great on Saturday. The
of
beers
course,
were amazing.
Because, yeah, they had some stuff for Brad Guy. They brought some samples for Brad Guy.
Okay.
Well, and then, you know, we're set up at our tent. That's so you can get noticed. So you see the Hits 96 logo and they know a star's in town.
Okay.
And,
okay.
And then they come up and, you know, some people you'd interact with, but then there was some, oh, time for the old fake phone call.
I did.
Have you met intern Alex? Have you met him? Have you met him? There he is. Go ahead. And wait, he did it to Sean, too. Sean Stewart was with us. And so when I was already with the first guy you took the fake phone call with, then you're sending him over to Sean because I'm already with the person you don't want to talk
to. I had
to.
Double backup just in case.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're sending everybody everywhere else. You're making people connect and interact. That's
the magic of Brad Guy. Isn't that exactly what I'm supposed to be doing on this planet, is connecting people that I think will get along splendidly?
Yeah, and then we went out as a group to a restaurant, and mm-hmm. I didn't know what to order, and I said to the waiter, I asked a very serious question. You know, what here makes the bell ring?
Right.
Because a lot of places have gimmicks.
You just wanted to order something where the bartender would ring a bell.
A lot of these newfangled places, uh-huh. A lot of these new jiving millennial places,
uh-huh.
They have gimmicks where if you order a certain drink, something goes, wow! Or if you order a certain food item, they go, ding, 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 and they make a big scene out, or they give you a special hat.
Yeah, so you wanted something that was going to cause the biggest scene.
No, I just wanted to be cool like the cool kids.
We're sitting at Clyde's, and you want to make a scene so that you can get noticed. You're so mad at Brad Guy. You wanted somebody to notice you, finally, at Clyde's.
I needed some forced interaction. I have to force interaction with the people
I
around.
Thought you interacted fine with everybody that I passed off to you at Oktoberfest.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, it was a great day. You took another picture of me standing by myself drinking, put it up on all your social media. What a loser.
The third annual, I take a picture of Alex standing by himself at a beer truck.
Yeah, I mean, that's my tradition. I mean, that's just what I do.
I thought Oktoberfest was amazing this year. I had a blast. I feel as though when I bring you into my team and in close to the Brad Guy inner circle, I feel like I take care of you.
Oh, absolutely. You always look out for what's best for me.
No, I'm talking about the people you've seen by now that when we interact with somebody new, I'll either have an instant connection with that person or it's just going to be another just pal. And if it's an instant connection, what then happens?
Oh, you treat them like you've known them forever. You're very welcoming to the people you don't take fake phone calls from.
Okay, so when I bring somebody into the team, we got a new member of the team, right? I feel as though I take care of them and take care of you guys and try to make sure that, you know, we're all, you know, having a good time.
Yeah, you're concerned. You act concerned about other people's well-being, sure.
Okay. I realized on Saturday, because we've got a new member of the team, so we have somebody that has just now jumped in on board and it's hanging out with us a lot. And I noticed on Saturday something that I didn't realize that I was doing until today. I started it on Saturday, and I feel like I'm just now realizing it today.
Wow.
oh my goodness, this is a breakthrough for you.
I think
you're
so.
Gonna have to tell the doctor that this happened.
If I'm wrong about this, I'll be happy to be wrong about this, but I feel like the moment I bring it into the team, I need to hear from you the moment you wake up the next day. Every day, I need to be the first person you text.
Well, yeah, that's your, you have a weird sign off when people, instead of saying bye, you say, I'll call you, or you call me.
Yeah.
You immediately want, yeah, they need to be right back.
I need the interaction
to keep going,
to never end. And so I realized it today when the new member of the team had not reacted to one of my Snapchats or text messages, I started to get very worried.
Uh-oh, yeah.
I was very nervous about their well-being. My concern was not being taken seriously because literally 10 minutes ago, just eating Thai food. All morning, I have been stressed out and worried. You've been eating Thai food?
Why didn't you invite Braga?
Why wasn't I invited? First thing that I said, not invited.
And you love Taiwan. You say all the time.
I love Taiwanese food, yes. I've... Is that a bad thing? Do you guys in the team feel like it's an annoyance?
No, because eventually, after we don't respond to you at 6 or 7 in the morning after a few times, eventually you just give up on us. And then and so then you just say, oh, you just never answer your damn... Do you ever answer your phone? Ever? Brad, it's 8 in the morning. I'm asleep.
I know, but I texted and it's been 2 hours.
Yeah, so you eventually just give up on that.
But I don't want to give up, but you guys know that I need this. I need you to respond, so I need to check in and make sure that everybody... He's doing okay.
You eventually get on everybody else's schedule. You kind of, you have to know us. You know that I'm available from, 1 in the afternoon.
Well, I know, but I had sent the message last night. And still hadn't got anything.
I don't know how you even got to sleep. What I really like what you do with the text messages when you don't get a response is you send another text message. You're killing me right now. So...
I'm worried about you guys.
It's okay.
I feel like it's my duty to keep you guys together and keep, make sure that everything's okay.
You're our sorority mom. You're just keeping everybody in line.
I was hoping you were going to say Mr. Belvedere, but that's fine, whatever. Hey, don't we have something to give away today? Aren't we giving away?